La 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 la
Passage from Rabash, article Internality and Externality. Humility means that in any manner, in action or in intellect, he annuls himself before the other. Meaning that even his view he should annul before his friend. There is internality and there is externality. These are called revealed and concealed, and action and thought. Something that is revealed to all pertains to action, whereas a thought is not revealed. Therefore, a thought is regarded as internal, meaning that it is in man's internality, whereas an act is called externality, and within it there is an internal thought. Therefore, when one should annul himself before his friend, it is not regarded as true annulment unless it is in two manners, in thought and in action. It is not necessarily the action, but he should also annul his view and say that his friend's view is more important than his own. Otherwise, this is not regarded as annulment. When he shows his friend an act of annulment, this is nothing but fawning, where on the outside he shows that his friend is more important, but deep inside he knows that his friend is not half as good as he is. A question for an active workshop: what is the connection or the relation between thought and action in the act of annulment? Again, a question for an active workshop: what is the connection between thought and action in the act of annulment?
What's the connection between thought and action concerning the act of annulment?
I don't know.
I know only that, first of all, I think about there's none else besides him. That needs to be the first point, which is more in thought, and this will give us the powers to advance in the direction of annulment.
As it was written in the excerpt, it is internality and externality, or you might say quality and quantity. We see all kinds of examples on the outside of friends who truly annul, they give themselves to the society, and you might say this is in action. But you might say that this is also an expression of their thought. But the most important is what each one does inside. Maybe we see all kinds of examples also, or we don't see what is happening inside in the thought of each friend.
Inside, it's certain that the Creator will confuse me, but that's the place for inner work, to absorb these discernment to come to prayer. And externally, I make an example of, I want to show, to be an example to others of what should be done and not what I feel like doing.
If it would have been possible to only annul the internality, the matter of thought, it would be the best. And not more than that is needed. But because it is impossible, the actions help us because the hearts are drawn after the actions. So out of the annulment that we do in action, in whatever we can, it also helps us to arrange our thought, our intention, the right attitude internally. But these are actually two layers of annulment that should be in our work.
Yes, we have to get to this kind of equation where I am outside the equation and the friends are the sides towards the Creator. It needs to happen on all levels.
Yes, the action seemingly, well, what is an action? A physical action? An action in spirituality, if I heard correctly, it's always the intention with which I approach each and everything. We're not the bosses of our intention, so we have to ask for the right intention and with it to try to perform physical actions that somehow resemble that intention to annul. From there, maybe something will be extended. It's a kind of work in the dark and crying out for help until it comes.
Annulment is a kind of reset over the self, the me. Establish the proper place. Well, you need to start with the preliminary thought. One shouldn't just act with his hands and feet automatically, but rather it needs to be established, the reasons need to be established, why I'm doing this, what for. And we need to establish the connection to the meaning, is it for me or to or for the ten?
Yes, and in the end it's all about connecting or correcting the attitude. We need to arrange our perception of reality in a thought, correct the attitude, think about the light, that only it can change our attitude to reality and also our intentions.
Yes, and internally and within and without, there are actions which we just have to carry out in order to annul before the upper one. So the connection between them is such that a person simply devotes himself completely on both levels. One.
The next question in the workshop, actually a task. Friends will tell their friends about the greatness and importance of the quality of annulment for the spiritual path. Again, it's a task. In the ten, friends should tell their friends about the greatness and importance of the quality of annulment for the spiritual path.
Guys, buddies, that's the question I like the most. And to answer it, that's exactly the example for annulment. It doesn't matter what is going on inside of me. I'm showing you how this is the most wonderful, most desirable thing that leads us to love each other. And I'm placing your importance instead, before my own. If you need me to smile and to speak to you with my utmost energy about greatness, that what we'll do.
What can be better than to annul? In general, first of all, is a concept, you see. You're free, you're liberated, you're zero, you're in equivalence of form with the Creator. What's better than that? It's hard, your ego is disturbing you and everything, but really we should exalt and elevate the quality of annulment, because only through that point of zeroing it becomes possible to start to gain spirituality. So it's really worthwhile to annul. And now we have such a wonderful opportunity in thought and in action. Yeah, in the action we already came here, we're sitting here, and each one is annulling in action, seeing how he's listening very nicely and everything, but in the internality also, let's create a good request and try. And the light will help us. So,
annulment is the fundamental condition for entering spirituality. As we've learned about the point of zero, from there begins our connection to the Creator, to the friends.
Yes, this is what Kabbalists say. It is the degree from which, well, only when we reach it, there's room for the Creator to come in. What else can I say? Well, there is nothing more. It's great, it's huge, it's incredible.
We had a good example last week. A few times we kept repeating the sentence, they have eyes, yet they do not see, they have ears, they do not hear. So on Saturday, in the lesson, someone gets up to ask a question, and Rav says, no, you asked already. Now everyone's looking at each other, they know he didn't ask yet, but everyone is certain that he already asked, because if Rav said so, then he asked, and perhaps he feels that he asked already, even if we didn't see it. And that guy also sat down. So just to annul yourself, it's a gift. Really, a new gift.
Yes, think about how much the Creator had to seemingly annul himself in order for us to be able to sit and feel ourselves here, alive, speaking, existing, how much he had to remove out of himself so that this creation will exist, will even exist. So annulment is truly the key to everything. This is the point in which we can feel the upper reality, feel the quality of bestowal, enter the heart of the friends.
Leagid v'bokeh chasdecha